question today is kind of like a sports question in nature. Merriweather, who plays for the Washington Redskins, made some comments yesterday. He was suspended for like
hits,
really tough hits. Mm-hmm. But Brandon Marsh, who plays for the Chicago Bears, said that Merriweather should be out of the league.
Why? Well, I don't know what comments he made.
Well, he just said that because of the hits that he made on him.
Right.
Merriweather came back really, really hard. And I'm going to play what he said.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you agree with him or you disagree. Okay? Merriweather. This is what he said about Roger Goodell and Brandon Marshall of the Chicago Bears mm-hmm. after he was suspended for hits to the head.
Right.
Listen.
Everybody got their opinion. He feel like, you know, I need to be kicked out of the league. You know, I feel like people who beat their girlfriend should be kicked out of the league too. You know? So you tell me who you rather have. You know, somebody who play aggressive on the field or somebody who beat up their girlfriend. Ew. You know, everybody got their opinion. So that's mine, that's his.
Wow.
He went hard.
Wow. Whoa.
So I think the question is, do you agree or disagree with him? Because I'm going to tell you something. What he's talking about here is accurate because Brandon Marshall has been arrested on, what, three different occasions?
Several times. He's had
and never been convicted. You know, because I guess the women that filed charges with him recanted their stories.
Huh.
Arrested three times. So, dude put him on blast.
Well, you know, Russ.
But the NFL, a lot of these players, not all of them, because there's a lot of good guys in the NFL. But a lot of these guys, man, they get slapped on the wrist. They're allowed to continue to play.
Sure, from high school on.
Right. And there is a list. The NFL has a list of perpetrators that do this, beat their women. But they hide it because they know it's bad for the image of the game. But they let these guys continue to play.
I agree with him simply because I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't really watch football because it's such a horror. I mean, I don't like sports like that. But you know when you play football that you could get hurt. Possibility you're going to get hurt. You don't know about becoming somebody's girlfriend that you're going to get hurt. So I somewhat agree with him.
Wow. I do too. I mean, especially really? When you've been arrested three times?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was locked up in Atlanta after a fight with his girlfriend. That was in 09. In 08, he was arrested. Another longtime girlfriend. He had a fight. She said he punched her in the mouth and hit her in the eye. Then he had a drunk driving charge in 07. And before that,
I mean, let's just keep it real.
And he's got pads on, and he's got pads on and is in the game. And you know, you play football, you're going to get hit. It's what the job is.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, your comment, please.
Yes, I agree with Mayweather. I think of Brandon Marshall. If you are doing that to your girlfriend, beating up your girlfriend, I really don't think you should have a say so.
Give her some pads.
He still gets to keep his job. You know, that's the big thing. It's like the NFL just kind of looks the other way. You know, and this is common with the NFL. They look the other way when it comes around to concussions and all those other things.
Wow.
Now they're getting busted on that stuff, so, you know, it is an issue.
Tweet.
Superwoman 513 says one has nothing to do with the other. However, I agree with him. These players are overpaid and held above the law.
I disagree with that. We're talking about the image of football.
Right.
All right? They're trying to be a squeaky clean, you know, we do a lot of stuff in the community, but you go home and you beat your wife. And this dude put it on blast. Brandon Merriweather went hard.
He's I'm hitting on the field. I'm supposed to.
I mean, because Brandon Marshall, we know. We've been hearing about him over the years, running after running after running. So now you're complaining?
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, this is Mario from Cary.
Yes.
I totally disagree because Mayweather, I mean, it's a certain way you play football. I play football myself. But at the same time, he shouldn't bring out animosity or beef between him and Marshall. I mean, that's personal, and he should have kept it.
It is personal, but he said something that a lot of us have thought.
Not only that, he didn't just bring it out. I mean, Brandon Marshall, his teammates, everybody's been going at Brandon Merriweather, talking about what should happen. He was out. Remember, his teammate said, I want to punch him in the face. And,
right.
I mean, so the man can't respond.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, your comment, please.
my comment is, he's talking all this mess about the guy being on the field being aggressive, but he goes home and be aggressive to these women. Mm. Put your man pants on and stay on the field and be aggressive.
Uh-oh.
Otherwise, sit back and shut your mouth.
Uh-oh, you want him to put his big boy underwear on?
Yes,
put your big boy panties on.
Put your big boy pants on, please.
In November of 2011, Eric Walden plays with the Green Bay Packers. Allegedly hit his girlfriend, and he agreed to a plea agreement. The NFL suspended the player for one game, and of course, he was able to play. Dez Bryant was arrested for allegedly punching his mom. Of course, he didn't. He wasn't suspended at all. Jim Brown, legendary football player, he had a history of, you know, domestic abuse. Faced a number of allegations of domestic abuse. And, of course, did the NFL ever punish him? Junior Seau, he had issues with abusing his girlfriend before he passed. I mean, I can go on and on and on with the list here. You know?
Ike Magnifico says, tweet. If somebody isn't charged with a crime, then they shouldn't be thrown out of the league. But isn't there, well, I guess with football, how can there be a moral code?
What about the repeat
they
offenders?
Do have moral codes.
But what about the repeat offenders? I mean, this dude was arrested 3 times. Okay, he wasn't convicted, so I guess
that's the system. I mean, what are you going to do?
And then you remember he came out and said he had mental, what was it? He's schizophrenic or something.
Bipolar.
Which you never know with the helmet issues and the concussions that could cause them to kirk out.
Good morning, hello.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore.
Yes, go ahead, man.
Hey, first of all, man, Brandon Murray Weather, man, he an idiot, man. First of all, man, he's a dirty player. He's a bum, so he try to hit people and hurt people, you know. And he's comparing apples to oranges, you know, talking about Brandon Marshall or whatever. You know, like,
well,
that
he
man
personally attacked. He personally attacked him. But what the NFL, I want to know, is the NFL more upset over what Brandon Merriweather said?
Or what
were they more
did.
Upset about him hitting people? You know, because he did, he launches himself at some people, man.
Sometimes, but he's not, all his hits are not dirty. So, I watch players go down, ball up. But,
right.
I mean. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can adjust. Once I'm trying to tackle you, if you ball
it is
up,
a fine line.
Come yeah, on, how guys. Do you know?
How do you adjust your body in midair?
I can't.
And this
can't.
Guy's trying to score. Because if the guy scores, you lose your job next year.
And the first thing the player's going to do that I'm trying to tackle is put his head down.
Right.
And with his helmet.
Brace himself.
Right.
But let me ask you this, because I don't know about sports, but do they, like, why aren't people going after Merriweather then? Why aren't defensive? Oh, so now they're going at him.
He was suspended for
two
games.
No, I mean, why aren't they going after him physically, aggressively on the field? If he's known for doing this, how come the other teammates on the other team aren't after him like that?
That's going to be happening. There's retaliation going. I know everybody's trying to get in Dominic Sue. Detroit, he's real dirty.
Well, he's just a bad boy.
Yeah, he's just a vicious guy. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine.
I just want to say I have 2 boys that played football when they were younger. And, again, having 2 boys that even if they put their hands on a girl, I told them when they were younger that they would be in trouble with me. Forget the girl. They would be in trouble with me. And I totally believe that the league really needs to do something about these men that put their hands on women because, like it was said before, they're paid to be in the league and they have on pads. But when they, you know, hurt someone else, it is totally uncalled for, and I'm a huge fan of the game, but I'm not a fan of women being hurt.
Yeah, I got you.
Edgman and HD agrees, says that's what the NFL should focus on, violence on and off the field. They too worried about name changes and the money they make.
And their image is real important.
Oh, yeah.